Staying Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Often on Explained Well, I have a reasonable idea of what we're going to talk about. But today, I don't, and I'm looking forward to this.
Well, I think today's going to be interesting. Essentially, today we're talking about money, which I think is always a good starting point.
Yes.
And which parts of the country have the highest median salaries?
Yeah.
And I'll unpack that term as well. And spoiler alert, it's not Joburg or Cape Town.
This is what I want to know. Where are the median salaries in South Africa the highest?
Yeah. So let's quickly look at, so the term median refers to essentially the midpoint in a data collection. I just want to be clear on that. So it's not exactly the same. It's not the same as an average.
Yeah.
It's kind of, if you have a set of numbers, where do you find the middle point? That this research is from the National Treasury in partnership with the Human Science Research Council and the University of South Africa, and they looked at spatial economic activity data, and the area that has the highest median salaries in South Africa is in the Northern Cape.
Mining.
Weet jy, ja, dit maak vir my sin, want daar is heel wat mynbedrywighede wat daar aangaan, boerdery, like living off the land and exploiting the land.
Yeah, so, and I think there's a couple of factors involved. So one, you can only work with the data you have. You know, so if I'm doing a survey amongst 10,000 people and only 1,000 respond, that's going to influence my data, versus if I'm only doing it amongst 1,000 people and a lot of them respond, kind of thing. But yes, mining is a big thing. But so the Joe Moralong municipality, the median income there, honestly, is significant. 34,599.
Rand per month.
And if we, for example, look at city of Tshwane, 13,208. It's a significant difference.
My brain is working now. Does a median tell us anything?
It's everyone's debt.
That's everyone's... I'm
trying to see, like, are we actually comparing...
Apples with apples
here. Do you know what I mean?
Ja, ek verstaan wat jy sê, maar hulle het eintlik nog gekyk ook na wat in daai munisipaliteit gebeur in terme van opvoeding, in terme van werkloosheidsyfers en al daai goed is ook nou natuurlik bymekaar gesit vir die studie.
Ja, so, and Business Take picked up on this essentially an anomaly because they had the same kind of reaction of you of like, but how is this possible? And they looked at the unemployment rate, the education levels, a whole range of things. But essentially you have a small-ish community, the mines, and agriculture are a significant contributor to work opportunities. And the fact is that you know you can probably get at least a menial job in the mines. In Gauteng, for example, the jobs are heavily skewed towards retail, cashiers, that kind of thing. It's fascinating looking at the different sources of work. And ultimately, you do just want work. Mm. Some of the teachers here are frustrated because some of the, you know, young people will say, "Maar ek weet ek gaan 'n werk kry in die myn." En hulle sê of like, "Maar wil jy nie meer bereik nie?" Maar aan die einde van die dag is werk werk.
So, Joe Moralong municipality was saying 34,500 odd.
Yeah.
Tshwane averaging about 13. Have you got any other medians for us?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's interesting that Gauteng and the Western Cape are nowhere in the top 10 highest median.
Give us the top 5.
Top 5, Joe Moralong, Northern Cape. This one I can't pronounce, but it's in the Eastern Cape. Then Limpopo, Mpumalanga, and KZN. In the major metros, Tshwane is at the top, 13,208. Then Joburg, Nelson Mandela Bay, City of Cape Town, and then eThekwini.
There you have it.
Maar dit sê vir my weer eens, almal wat geld het in die Kaap is mense wat nie Suid-Afrikaners is nie. Dit is mense wat oor see kom en al die eiendom koop en net 'n lekker lewe het daar, because nobody that I can think of can even survive on that amount of money in Cape Town. Verstaan? Dit is net...
Ja, so I mean, in Cape Town, your median income, what Ross is referring to, is 8,290. And remember, we've spoken before about even the average income in South Africa, and that the majority of the working population takes home, I think it's less than 7,000 rand a month.
Yeah.
So yes, you have a country with massive disparities.
Yeah, absolutely. Let us never forget there is work to be done. But that is interesting to find out. Thank you, Christelle.
Anytime.